in the Bank Plus studio, where college football meets the all lifestyle.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds. Streaming around the world live at the Out of Bounds radio app and on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
Where are you?
The Zone.
The others don't have the range, Jackson, to talk Iceman George Gervin, Adrian Dantley, Alex English, Sidney Moncrief, James Worthy, Mo Cheeks, Andrew Toney. Good morning. Welcome in. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. One of the coolest things I got to do as a kid, in the mid-80s, my dad took us to Washington, D.C., and that was when I was telling Jackson yesterday we got to tour the White House. That was back pre-9/11 when you could do that, and it wasn't a big deal. And they should allow you to do it again. We went overboard after 9/11, but I can't fight that battle right now, both on the air or period. But the point is, we went to, it was called, they were called the Washington Bullets. That eventually became, you know, not peace, you know, politically correct.
Weak.
And Jeff Malone played there. And he was one of their shooting guards. And I got to see him play the Denver Nuggets. And Alex English, who was just a scorer.
He was.
They didn't believe in really playing defense. The Nuggets would either win 143 to 140. I know. That's hard to imagine. Or lose. And they played the Jazz a bunch because they're both West Coast teams, as y'all know. And Alex English and Adrian Dantley would, they would duke it out and they would have, you know, 144 to 141 games. Unbelievable how much scoring
no
you
overtime?
Got in the 80s.
No, in the 80s.
No. This is regulation games. You know, and dang, they'd win or lose that way. 135 to 130. I mean, a low scoring game was like 127, 121. 120 to 115. Just nuts.
I would have loved to have seen Vegas lines back then.
You know, I would have too, because I wasn't, as a kid, I wasn't thinking about gambling.
No, of course, no.
And we didn't have all the, even as a kid, I never thought about gambling.
Sure.
And so I didn't have that whole deal, right? And now, of course, here, you know, we have great sports books. We represent one of them. We have the apps and so on.
Yeah.
And people, shows, and we talk a ton of gambling.
Well, we do
with Bartu and Sterling and all that, and the handicapping and all that. But I wasn't thinking about that. Like, I mean, now I look back, I'm like, dang, what was the over under?
Right.
And of course, Vegas was so small and run
by a collective,
right? And I don't even know if they had a sports book in 1984 or 5.
May not have been allowed to,
you know. I'd have to ask Chris Hopwood with the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. He wasn't in the business then, but he spent 17 years in Vegas, so he would know when they first started dropping sports books. Obviously, you could go out there and gamble.
Right. Oh,
yeah. Table games, sure. And slots and poker and blackjack and roulette and so on. But, wow. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy as far, you know, as scarlet letter as we were in this state, it's insane that we have casinos,
so
that we have sports books, that we have, you know, table games.
It is.
I mean, it's whoever pulled that off in that 1990 or whatever it was legislature. Rich. Man, oh man.
Okay.
But I'm glad we have them. And I'm glad we have Pearl River Resort. You can bet 50, play 40. Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Unbelievable place to watch NBA. So it's Pearl River Resort, Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Bet 50, play 40. Go ahead and book your buddy's trip, your guy's trips. And don't forget about Philip M's, which is a phenomenal old style Las Vegas steakhouse. And it's the chef there is awesome. He's really done a great job the last couple of years. And their bourbon selection at Mama M's and at Philip M's has gone to a whole nother level. They have Wilderness Trail bourbon at Mama M's, which is a craft beer whiskey bar, along with the restaurant. And then they have Wilderness Trail bourbon at Philip M's too. I know. because I've had it. And I'll have it next week, and I'll tell you about it. We're going to have, let's see, Jack Bourgeois will join us, maybe, I think, with Key City Beer, and then Joseph Stodgel with Martin's Market and so on, opening up out here at Livingston. Looking forward to that. What are we doing today? Lunch brought to you by Aplos. Let's do some Greek wings or gyro at Aplos. They have several kinds of gyros that they serve. Their burger is sneaky good. Their Lebanese rolls, Aplos in Jackson, Aplos in Highland Village. Somebody just asked, who was my favorite player, NBA basketball player growing up? That's a tough one. So, early 80s. It's probably Dr. J.
It's not fair, but it is. Well, I mean, it's not fair to everyone else because he was that dude.
Yeah, and he had been in the ABA.
Right.
So I would probably say it wasn't Magic or Larry, although they were great, and I watched them all the time. I would probably say Moses Malone, that 76ers team of Moses and Dr. J. Then I kind of transitioned into...
Got to be him.
Alex English and Adrian Dantley.
No IT? No Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, Isaiah by the mid-80s.
Okay.
Mid to late 80s. The Pistons would grab two championships in the late 80s with Isaiah, Vinny the Microwave Johnson, and Joe Dumars, and Lambeer, and Rodman, and Mahorn, which I loved those guys. And then also Barkley, because I got to watch him at Auburn. But the 76ers, he missed the 76ers run. Dr. J and Moses were old by the time he got there, unfortunately. And so the 76ers were awful, and they weren't any good till he got to the Suns.
That's right. And then it was...
And then they were good. They just didn't have the same personnel as the Bulls, you know, by the 90s.
Yeah,
We like to forget that Jordan didn't win one for 7 years, but he's Teflon. But he couldn't lead them to a championship until they got Scotty. And then, of course, you know, they had Horace and they had BJ and, you know, a couple other guys. And then they eventually added Kukoc, who was the best Euro player, you know, trending in that way. And then the European flood opened up as far as players and so on. Heck, Rick Pitino, think about how great he was. He said he added to his repertoire when he took over that Greek team coming out of getting fired at Louisville to really see the Euro game for what it was and to incorporate it into what he needed to do once he went back to Iona, now St. John's. Now, I want you to think about that. That's unreal.
Yeah.
That he really got to see the Middle East, the European game, and what it is today. I mean, we all know about Dirk and all the players, okay? And, you know, Wembanyama coming over and Jokic. And I mean, the list goes on and on from where these guys are coming in. But when Pitino was interviewed a few weeks ago, he said, man, it expanded what I thought and what I knew. And that's Rick Pitino, who had won two national championships at Louisville and Kentucky and taken Providence to the Final Four and did a good job at the Knicks. You know, they got bad luck in the Celtics, you know.
Yeah.
With what happened.
Be better.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's your team.
Be better.
Are they the favorites?
Yes, they are. Should be. I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. Rightfully so.
Oh.
A lot of pressure this year. They need to come on with it.
Yeah, you don't have a Kevin Garnett.
Nah, we got Jay Tatum, though. It's all good.
He's really good, but he's not.
Star. He is.
He's not a star.
He's a star.
He's really, really good.
He's really, really good. Yeah, he's really, really good.
All right, we're going to talk some booze and food coming up next. Good morning. Welcome in. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. What's happening?
Bulldog Nation knows that Starkville is Mississippi's college town, but it is also a history town, an arts and music town, a shopping and dining town, an outdoor adventure town. Come to town for a great SEC football game and stay for the Starkville experience. Whether it's an SEC game day or you're celebrating a weekend with MSU classmates, enjoy Starkville, Mississippi's college town, year-round. It's time to try something new in Starkville.
I mean, this is it for, it's not it, but Lemonis has to win 2 of 3. You remember the scenario that I drew up a couple of days ago with Bianco and Lemonis and why I didn't think they would get let go? Barring a disaster, right? Barring an epic collapse, which you don't want to see. He got to take 2 of 3 this weekend. Because if Chris Lemonis gets to 14, he's good. Even if he misses by like a whisker, I don't think they're gonna drop $4 or $5 million to get rid of everybody unless they promote Gotro, keep Parker, and give him a bump. Ole Miss to me doesn't have that option with Lafferty and Clement. Good coaches. I just don't think they have kind of a promote from within type deal. But Lemonis can't lose the series this weekend, so it is huge. You can look down at Auburn all you want. They have players now. They've just like most of the teams in this league, they just haven't won. Ole Miss goes on the road to Georgia, and they need to find a way to get 2 or 3. But Mississippi State's closer with 7 conference wins. Lemonis is trying to get to 14. If he gets 15, he is in, done. It's all good. Everybody will take a break and a breath or exhale. And the administration, in my opinion, doesn't want to spend millions of dollars, neither one, in baseball, in an NIL-driven world where – You have to win in football. Now, obviously, Ole Miss is set up to win in football this year. And then Levy's in a rebuild. It's a rebuild that can happen sooner than later. But this year will be a rebuild. Good morning. Welcome in the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by Mississippi State's College of Business School. And Dean Scott Graw would love to see your junior or senior on campus. They have over $2 million in scholarships. It is the top research institution in the state of Mississippi by a million miles. Scott Graw spent a decade in the private sector, which is a tremendous asset for the Mississippi State College of Business. He was heavily involved in supply chain and logistics management, and he's young. He's very engaged with the students, well over $2 million in scholarships. Now is the time to book your tour of the Mississippi State University campus and tour the Mississippi State College of Business with over $2 million in scholarships available next year. The top research institution in the state of Mississippi, also doing amazing things in other disciplines. But that new supply chain and logistics management program is big time. And that's where Scott spent a decade in the private sector. So it's something to look at. Go ahead and book your tour right now for the MSU College of Business. Good morning. Welcome in, Jackson Meadows. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. We're going to have Steve Palazzolo coming up next. 8:30. Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus. NFL draft. Do you realize we have like 13 or 14 wide receivers that could be, that are first round talent?
Nuts. Well, whoa.
They are.
Like, okay. That's got to be
all of them could be third receiver. I mean, some of them are better than this, okay, top. But all of them, like, the floor is third receiver.
Whoa.
And can produce day one. That's the depth. At the wide receiver position coming out.
Extensive.
Yeah. You're going to have teams like draft guards
at
26, knowing that you can get that guard in the second or third round when you can go get a receiver that can be a playmaker.
Day one.
Literally day one.
That's
a lot of those guards need a little bit. They're important. The trenches are important. But a lot of those guards need a little more seasoning. But you're going to see that. So, with Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus. We'll talk about that. We're going to have Jack Bourgeois with Key City Beer. in the third hour, and then Joseph Stogel with Martin's. So we'll do Key City Beer one segment, and then we're going to do Patron Private Barrel Selection Tequila a little bit later.
Partying.
Yeah, that's what we do on the Out of Bounds show. It's called Sports and Entertainment. We'll let the others do 2002 Sports Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome in. It's ESPN 105.9 The Zone. And don't forget that you can find Wilderness Trail Bourbon at Briarwood Wine and Spirits. Wilderness, they've got the private barrel selection, Wilderness Trail Bourbon at Briarwood Wine and Spirits. Let's go to Nolan Richardson. Now, I was talking about, we edited the deal. He's given a speech. I think it's a Basketball Hall of Fame. He's talking about Larry Bird. Larry's in the audience. Nolan Richardson is so animated and so charismatic. Hall of Fame coach. Unbelievable. I loved watching him coach live when I was, you know, in the 90s, high school, college, and so on. And he was a great coach for Arkansas, among other teams. And this is so good. This is Nolan Richardson talking about Larry Bird.
I never forget driving, and I'm listening to a game. It's New Mexico State playing Indiana State. I don't really care about the game, but New Mexico State is right up the streets from El Paso, and I went to UTEP. And we're big rivalries, so I'm hoping that Indiana State will beat New Mexico State. And I'm listening to the radio, and I have no clue of the players on either team. All of a sudden, this name keeps coming. Bird. He goes to the right. Bird. He makes the shot. Bird. I said, damn, who's Bird? Bird. You know, here's Bird. And Bird this. And Bird. Oh, did you see the pass that Bird made? I can't see it, but I'm just trying to imagine it. And I when the time I got to the end, I said, damn, that brother can play. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. When I got the newspaper the next morning and saw Larry's picture, I said, damn.
Spring Street Cigars is the best place to go to pick out amazing premium cigars, and every single Spring Street Cigars in Mississippi has a smoking lounge, including Starkville, Meridian, Hattiesburg, and Oxford.
It's so good.
I was not prepared for it.
It's so good.
That is phenomenal.
I know.
That is a piece of gold.
It's some of the best audio we've ever. That's for our listeners. That was Nolan Richardson, legendary college coach and player, who coached at Arkansas for a long time, won a title, describing what it was like way back when to listen to Larry Bird, New Mexico State and Indiana State play in college, and he's listening on the radio. Y'all, we've been there, my age and up. And Nolan Richardson, who's a basketball savant, is going, Bird scores, Bird. That pass by Bird. Damn, that brother's good.
Yeah.
Wakes up the next morning. What?
Confused.
And if you watch the video, watching Larry, and this happened to Larry Bird.
Oh, yeah.
If it happened to him once, a million times.
Yeah.
Because you remember Larry would run up and down the sidelines in the NBA and go, you got to get this guy off me.
Yes.
I'm going to drop 60. And Larry used to say, you've got to get this white guy off of me.
Yes.
Because I'm going to abuse anybody you put on me, but you got to get this white guy off of
me. He's
got to
go.
Because I'll drop 40 in the first half on you, your fan base, your mom, everybody else.
Seeing him laugh like that, though.
I know.
It makes me feel good.
Isn't it great?
It makes my heart feel
we
really
We should be
good.
Able to
do that
and talk like that and have fun.
Should.
On a absolute any conversation, any platform, regular basis.
I agree.
And have fun and laugh.
That's
and
fun.
High five.
That's laugh.
On high five day.
That's a high five worthy moment.
It is. And Nolan Richardson was so good.
They definitely high five.
So charismatic, so animated. Such a great story. Larry Blanken Bird, man. I love that guy so much now.
Yeah.
I didn't love him in the 80s. I just couldn't.
Like, I mean, it's Magic, Lakers, dude.
I loved other teams.
You're a Sixers fan.
I loved Isaiah. I loved Isaiah with the Pistons. Yeah, I loved the 76ers. You know, I loved Barkley.
It's a bunch of East boys, too, so I get it, man. I get it. And the East was popping.
I loved
back
Adrian
then.
Dantley. Dantley's good. Alex English. Steve Palazzolo on the draft coming up next. It's official. That sounded weird. It is a Patron Thursday. We've got Joseph Stodgel in the house, owner of Martin's Downtown, now Martin's Market, eventually Martin's in Livingston. He joins us on the Out of Bounds show. If you want to watch the show, you can go to YouTube and search Out of Bounds Sports. Joseph has a face for TV. I got a face for radio, but we're on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. He's got a cool Martin's hat on. And he brought in a special gift for us today that we're going to talk about. And then he'll tell us about a trip that he made down to Patron in Mexico, which I'm very jealous because Joel, who I work with, and Tucker in Birmingham, my Patron guys, have told me what an unbelievable trip that is. And I don't like to get left out of trips. What now?
You can be my plus one.
I'm in. And I thought I was going last year, and if they'd have told me that you would grab the barrel select Patron, you know, barrel, then I would have texted you. But anyway, we're going to be on the same page now.
That's right.
And first of all, I know you've been working since 4 or 5 a.m. But how you doing?
Good. It seems like happy hour because I have been up grinding for so long. So I'm glad I'm here with some tequila and with you and not working right now.
Right.
For the next 20, 30 minutes anyway.
Right. Okay. So let's start off with telling everybody what you're doing out in Livingston. Tell everybody what you do and then tell everybody what you're doing out in Livingston.
So obviously Martin's Downtown, been there since 1953. Okay. Took over that in 12. It is what it is. A lot of people, you know of that place. So, you know.
It's iconic.
Right. So, we always have been kind of quietly looking. We live in Madison County. And so, we've always been quietly looking for another location up here. Have hernia surgery one morning, get out of that, get home, sitting in my recliner trying to recover. Oof. And get wind that, hey, this property's going up for sale. So I immediately start working the phones. And it was out there at Livingston where the Livingston Mercantile was and the Gathering was. And so worked a deal, bought that property, and we're opening up Martin's there. So the gas station piece is new to us, but it's been a lot of fun, been a lot of work. So now we have Martin's Market, which is the gas station part of it.
Right.
And then we're renovating in the back, and that'll be Martin's where the Gathering was. So we're super excited, but it has been 7 days a week, 14-plus hour days, just getting it in right now.
Okay, so Martin's Market and Martin's will be opening in Livingston, and you already opened the Martin's Market.
Right.
Because I filled up my car last weekend and grabbed a couple of things. And y'all will add a lot
Absolutely.
Of stuff. I mean, you're just in, like, stage one.
Bo, let me tell you something. In a perfect world, you would shut that down for a few weeks.
Right.
Kind of get everything you need to do, get it stocked, have a grand reopening, all that stuff. That was kind of my plan.
Right.
You shut down somebody's getting place, like their beer store, their cigarette store, their snuff store, where they buy bait, they are hopping mad.
Yeah.
So I realized real quick, we got to turn this thing around, get it back open in 3 or 4 days, which is what we did. And meeting a lot of the folks that come up there, and that was my getting place because I only live a couple miles from there.
Right.
So it's back open. We're adding things every day. Got a bunch of trucks coming in tomorrow with some exciting stuff. We're working on partnerships. Half of that's going to be a lightweight grocery store to where you pay the same price as you'd pay at Kroger, Sullivan's, all the rest of them.
Right.
Because of where we're located.
Yeah, all the rooftops.
Yeah.
I've been going out there for almost 15 years.
Right.
So it's been my spot. And I'd go out and, you know, grab a pulled pork sandwich or a breakfast biscuit, fill up, get my stuff for the Saturday morning. And like you mentioned, bait and everything else. So
that's where you pulled up and got your snuff every Saturday morning?
That's where I got my snuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no doubt. Joseph Stodgel with the with Martin's downtown. And now Martin's in Livingston and the Marketplace. We've got a great relationship with Brian Eisenhood.
Yeah.
And the Briar Patch.
Sure. Sure.
And the more the merrier out there.
I think
the more foot traffic.
Absolutely.
The better.
So out of this, without going into too much history, you're going to end up with a lot of owner operators that actually own the property.
There we go.
The Little Mexican Place, Plato Feliz, they bought their building. We bought ours. Okay. So regardless of what's been going on there, that is changing as we speak. I literally hired a contractor and been out there the last few days.
Yeah.
Doubling the parking area.
Dang,
so, yeah, we're ready for it. Martin's, the restaurant, should be open by the end of May. And okay. So we're going at warp speed and completely redoing the dining room. So the challenge for me is trying to make it feel kind of like the original, like the downtown part, even though you're
I get what you're – well, you've got so much character
I know.
Down there.
I know.
Okay. And you'll be able to do it.
Yeah, I mean,
because you're going for a lot of character and a little bit of rustic.
That's
which
right.
Rustic this day and age is really cool.
It is.
So you and your team and your wife and everybody else, y'all figure it out.
We've consigned with some professional artists that are doing custom pieces for us. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah,
really,
that'll be really great. Excited about it. All right, so we're fired up about that. You're listening Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. And you can watch the show right now on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. For our listeners, Joseph and I did Sports Talk Radio together in, was it 2004 and 5?
Somewhere in there. A long time.
We hosted ago. The show.
Yeah. We've forgotten about a lot of stuff since then.
No idea. He was a co-host. How long were you with me? A year?
Yeah, about a year.
Really?
About a year. A little over, maybe.
What? He was
broadcasting.
He was a co-host of the Out of Bounds show for over a year.
Well, hot dog.
I know.
When you talking about when y'all were down?
We were down by Metro Center.
Alumni? Nah.
No. After Metro. I would move to the alumni house.
Okay. Okay.
Joseph and I were driving to Highway 18, behind Mazzio's.
Heck yeah.
Over there by Metro Center, right down. From El Chico.
Oh, I know exactly where you're at.
El Chico was still open just for that.
Pop.
They had like another 5 minutes.
Right.
And that's where Joseph and I did Sports Talk Radio.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So that was first? Then.
And then
so
Alumni
then you
House.
Go Alumni House. Okay.
And then Pear Orchard.
How big was
and
that
now
studio?
Is this studio a little bit cooler than our Metro Center, than our one behind Mazzio's?
Oh, yeah.
What size are we talking about? How big is this place? How big was the studio?
Our studio behind Mazzio's was as big as that bar.
Yeah, we were in like a little 10 by 10, 12 by 12.
Little hut.
Fluorescent light, just, yeah.
Doing radio.
Stuff everywhere.
Stuff everywhere.
Really?
Stuff everywhere. So the building was going off. There was a steep, not a ravine, but...
Embankment.
There you go. Thank you, Joseph. The building was going off.
I know exactly the embankment. I can.
You could open the door, and it was a pretty good drop, and you could urinate. One summer, one summer our restroom didn't work.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay, he was there. Uh-huh. So you urinated out the back door. Of the build the back door. It just opened up and it was down. It was a 30-foot. Drop mm-hmm. or something.
Dude's dream.
And if you needed to do something else, then you went to Mazzio's.
Okay, word.
That was at the time, too, where the Metro Center had recently closed. Like, it was a wild scene because you'd pull up and all these buildings looked like they should be open.
Right.
And they were all closed.
Right.
Right. And then right across
so from just El Chico
one or whatever.
And Mazzio's. That was it.
El Chico, Mazzio's, and then Piccadilly down the road.
I guess it was Piccadilly. I don't remember that.
They stayed up in the longest. They were kind of in the Metro Center. I think they kept going.
They're still open. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, they're still open.
All right. So that's kind of where Joseph and I connected 20 years ago.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How did you connect prior to that?
I don't know who put us together. I have no idea.
No, I do.
Okay.
You came to Martin's when Daddy had it.
Yes.
And did a little live show. Yeah. And I met you.
And we hit it off. Yep. Okay. Yep.
That's we cool. We started talking football. It was during football season.
That's what it was.
You were like, hey, come get on.
That's yeah.
Dope.
And we just kept going with it.
I did a couple of shows. This is your old stage mm-hmm. from your
the tiny one.
That's right. That's right. All right. So Joseph Stodgel with the Out of Bounds show, Martin's Market in Livingston and Martin's in Livingston. All right. Now, this is a great story. Patron is an awesome partner on our show. It's 100% blue agave. It's super premium tequila. Not every tequila is 100% blue agave, by the way. And it's been a wonderful partnership with us. And then Joseph partnered with them big time this past year. So he's going to tell us what we are sipping on. And then also I'll ask him some questions about his trip down to Patron headquarters, which evidently is unbelievable. So what do we have here this morning, my man?
It's a hand-picked barrel select. It's technically an Añejo, mm-hmm. but it aged for 13 months and 3 weeks, so almost 14 months.
Okay.
We picked it at 12 months and 2 weeks.
Okay.
So that'll tell you how long it set in the barrel. But got the opportunity, obviously being in the business we're in, random phone call. Hey, do you have a passport? I'm like, why? Yes, I have a passport. Can you go to Mexico in 30 days? What are we doing in Mexico? Okay, great, done. So all expenses paid. It's one of those things when you get invited, they don't say, hey, and you have to pick a barrel. That's like a requirement. So we just want you to go check it out, have some fun, learn more about our brand. And oh, by the way, if you want to pick a barrel, you can. So that shows you the confidence they have right there.
Yeah.
Because they sell a decent amount of barrels with a no pressure, whatever. It's at a certain point, they say, anybody interested in barrel select, come over here. If you don't, go back to the hotel bar and
have fun.
Yeah. Fun. Drink all the Patron you want. And so that you really have to pace yourself here.
Right.
I mean, it's a full day of sipping tequila. And I witnessed a couple of people. It's like
they didn't make it, did they?
Nah, put him in the room.
He
done.
Has no pace. Go ahead.
None. Gladly.
So, you know, you have to be invited to go. Right. And when I say it's 5-star accommodations. You stay on the property. I know, like a lot of people, including my wife who went with me, you know, kidnapping cartel. It's not like that.
Right.
It's not like that. It is very well run.
Yeah.
They pick you up from the airport, your drive, you know, we flew into Guadalajara, so it's probably an hour and 20-minute drive into the Highlands, which is a beautiful country by itself.
That's what I was told.
Literally, they plant agave everywhere. So the yellow line on the right side of the road, you run off, 6 inches later, there's an agave.
No way.
I'm not kidding you.
That's cool.
Wow. That's
cool. And then all up the sides of these mountains, and you're looking at the side of this pretty good plateau up there, and you're like, you squint, and you're like, good God, somebody's planting agave all up and down the side of that mountain. So when I say it's everywhere, it is literally everywhere. So those people, it would be the equivalent of going from, and this is a Mississippi reference, I don't know that's 100% accurate, Jackson to, say, you know, a small country town in the Delta. The people there are just Mexican country, if you will.
Right.
Just some of the really nicest, hospitable people there. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So anyway, you get there first night. They put you up. The rooms are unbelievable. They literally cook you full breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the way they do it is really unique. You know that the story behind it and everything. It's
right.
It's a lot of fun.
And so it's a 5-star experience.
Absolutely. 100%.
They roll Joel went, carpet. He just said it was amazing.
And I thought I knew a lot about tequila
right
prior to that trip, and I realized I didn't know as much as I thought I did.
Right.
And then they kind of take you through the process. What you said a minute ago about the blue agave.
Yeah.
So anything over 50% agave can be called tequila.
Right.
When they say 100% blue agave, it's the truth.
Right.
You watch it. You know, these farmers bring it in. They contract with these farmers. They grow them to certain specs. And as they're going in, they're inspecting them. And I asked the guys, like, what's that pile over there? He's like, those didn't make the cut. We're sending them back.
I love
so
that.
When you see that, you're like, oh, okay. this. I now understand.
Right.
But their whole process of their factory, there's a little village right across the street, and just about everybody works at the Patron place.
Okay.
And to watch all of that, the way they handle everything, the way they go about it, the way they grind it with in a Tulum, which is like a volcanic rock, like the old ways. They mix some new technology in there, but it all starts with the old ways. And to see how it comes out, and then obviously to taste their product. So we go in a room.
This is delicious.
It's good.
I had it. You were kind enough to let me taste it 2 days ago. It is this Patron hand-picked barrel select is fabulous.
So we were looking for a repo, Bo.
Yeah.
But they basically take you in a room and they sit down about 20 glasses of different tequila, and it's all, you know, they know exactly where it came from, where they store it.
So it could be some Reposado, yeah.
Some new, all different ages, yeah. All different flavor profiles. Sure. So you literally, and they're taking you through this tasting, and then everybody figures out exactly what they want. Well, we didn't find a repo that we just fell in love with, and we kept going back to this, even though it was an añejo.
Yeah.
So, and it's because it was in a new limousine oak barrel. So that, it didn't have that bite, that char, or any of that. It's just smooth, super smooth. And so my wife and I kept going back to it and said, this is the one, even though it isn't an añejo, we don't care. Because it tastes like, it's just what we found.
It's super premium.
So they take whatever you pick.
Okay.
You go back to the little resort. They have a bar stacked full of Patron. I mean, it's impressive to see. They bring you a bottle of what you pick, and you go over there, and their bartenders, who are very, very good, make you all different kind of drinks and will help you develop the menu, like if you want to do a one-off special drink, all that stuff. So the rest of the night concludes with that, a mariachi band, and a bunch of really good food, and it got blurry at that point.
Joseph Stodgel with Martins on the Out of Bounds show. We are sipping on his hand-picked barrel select 100% blue agave Patron Añejo, and it's delicious.
It is delicious.
Are you really, I mean, once you got it, were you super fired up once you opened it? Once you got it here, I know you tasted it there.
Right.
But
so you know, it kept aging, which that was the number one thing, because I was not worried. It's a concern the longer it stays in that barrel. What if it's a totally different taste? Obviously, there's customs to go through, which they're great at that. It just takes time.
Right.
So they ship it to Jacksonville, Florida, and then the state of Mississippi, and then the state gives it to me.
Right.
I pay for it. So anyway, the whole process was pretty easy. They're pros at it. I mean, they bring that stuff in every day. But to think of the fact, like think about the whole Patron bottling line. They shut that bottling line down, flush it. Run my barrel through there, flush it, run somebody else's through there. And the most unique thing about Patron, every single country, Patron legal, and they're all put on by hand.
What? They're all put on by hand.
The individual, the paper you see in the boxes, wrapped by hand.
What?
And their beautiful artwork, yes.
All wrapped by hand.
I love it, the artwork, they kill it.
Which, if you're watching the show right now, I've got three boxes on the set. Go ahead, Joseph.
They have about 400 ladies, and that is all they do.
How about that? Number one selling tequila in the world.
And 400 ladies.
All the labels.
Oh, yeah, tequila. Yeah.
Are put on by hand.
Man.
And the artwork is local, and they yep. Look at that. It's unreal.
They probably have, and I'm going to guess, I would say at any given point, they're labeling 1,000 different bottles. It's got to be close to somewhere in there. So Germany has their own.
Isn't that cool?
That's wild.
Every single country they sell.
I mean, think about it. You go into Italy.
Yeah.
And they have their own label, like Joseph's talking about.
Dang.
So they have them framed in there.
Dope.
They're really cool to go.
That's cool.
Yeah, that took me like 20 minutes just to go there and look at all the labels and guess where they were from. Because they don't say Italy or Germany or whatever.
Right. Huh. That's awesome. Okay, so this is Patron hand-picked barrel select Añejo.
Mm-hmm. And we have it for... If you want to try it, you're more than welcome to go to Martin's downtown now.
Right.
You can try it any kind of way you like it, margarita, neat, whatever. We have produced 276 bottles.
Okay.
And so we're probably right at 200 right now.
Okay. I'm going to recommend a couple of different ways since I've been tasting it the last few days. All right. So Joseph's right.
Do I have time?
Yeah, we got 4 minutes. All right. Joseph Stodgill with Martin's. We're talking his hand-picked Barrel Select Patron Añejo 100% Blue Agave. And he's got many bottles. So I poured it in a snifter, and I poured it in a Glencairn glass the last few days. Okay. Yep. So I drank it neat out of curiosity because these are special. I mean, hand-picked Barrel Select is special juice. I put it on the rocks, and then as people listening know, I'm going to put an orange on it, just a little squeeze and an orange slice in there. And then I put a splash. So several different ways. I put a splash of Topo Chico on there.
There you go. I like that.
It's all.
What's your favorite way?
My favorite way is on the rocks with an orange.
There you go.
You can't beat it. And a cigar.
A lot of people think limes, tequila, this, that, and the other. And look, a lot of tequilas pair well.
Sure.
With
lime and salt.
Yeah. So the one thing I did, this is a trip, grasshopper salt.
Whoa.
Grasshopper salt.
It's a cooked grasshopper. Ooh. They grind up. They mix it with their local salt there. And it sounds nasty. And no, I guess in theory it is nasty, but it tastes amazing. With
they're so good.
It sounds awesome.
They're so good.
But if you can get over the grasshopper part.
I can.
Oh, yeah. I was over it as soon as it hit my lips.
Oh, absolutely. Like, so you tried that down there.
Yeah. Ooh. Some mezcals and some salt. The mezcal scene is, I know we're talking about Patron tequila, but that, like, that's a whole another wormhole you can go down.
Yeah.
Dark, smoky.
Yeah.
We're just going to, can we do the show from down there and actually, we'll just go every week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure can.
I bet we can do the show from down there.
We can stream there now as well. So we're
good. It's on Central Time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It wouldn't be hard at all.
No. And we always do a late morning show.
Yeah.
Our part's getting back.
We've got some of those coming up, too, from 9 a.m. to noon. We never know. We may end up at Martin's in Livingston from 9 a.m. to noon or 10 a.m. to noon
in the next few months. We really need to put some work on that.
You know.
Maybe.
Right? And we'll have a Patron and wings and smash some sliders and all sorts of things.
I don't know why.
The wings you brought in last year. I didn't even know you were coming in. You did it through Blake.
Right, yeah.
So we were like, we want to have a wings concert.
Nice.
Joseph shows up. Blake's like, yes, this guy named Joseph. I go, okay. And then Joseph walks in. I'm like, we co-hosted the show together. He owns Martin.
That's pretty cool.
He brought three different kinds of wings in, and they were delicious.
Oh, dang.
That's dope. We had a good time. Well, we'll do this again.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you coming in. And
absolutely. Thanks for having me.
The story was great. And I'm excited for your new venture, your family and your team.
We're super excited, ready to get it going out of the construction part and into reality.
But I want people to know Martin's Market is open. So if you need, if you need to fill up, your SUV or truck or car or bait or I saw you posted about bits.
It's right now. Every single morning we don't run out of those.
Okay.
Our beer selection is really, really good.
Of course. Craft beer,
right,
import,
absolutely.
Domestic. I know he's got Key City and all the other great beers around the state of Mississippi. Joseph, thanks, man.
Good
appreciate
to see
it.
You,
congratulations.
Thank
Joseph
you.
Joseph Stodgill with Martin's, now in Livingston, which is right down the road from where I live. So I'm super excited. I've been going out there for forever, though. It's a wonderful place, all kinds of different places. Foot traffic's going to go up. It's going to be great for everybody. Hey, thanks for listening to the show today. Don't forget that Patron is 100% Blue Agave Super Premium Tequila, and they have it at one Martin's. They'll have it at the other. Hand-picked, barrel select. Have a good day. Jackson's going out of town, so this is it for us this week. We'll be back on Monday. We'll tell you what the Dogs and the Rebs did in baseball. Be that much closer to the NFL draft. Thanks for listening to the Out of Bounds show. Hit Apple Podcasts or Spotify over the weekend.
Find the right balance of inspiration and wellness in the heart of Mississippi's capital city at the Westin Jackson. The Westin is a state-of-the-art hotel filled with amenities for travelers, a great nightlife experience, or your staycation. Experience a stale southern table where guests can settle in for a long chat, meet a client for dinner, or relax with family and friends. Also, take some time to treat yourself to a well-deserved visit to Soul Spa, their exquisitely pampering day spa at the Westin Jackson. Get more information online at westinjackson.com or call 601-968-8200. Grab your experience today at the Westin Jackson.
Spring Street Cigars is the best place to go to pick out amazing premium cigars, and every single Spring Street Cigars in Mississippi has a smoking lounge including Starkville, Meridian, Hattiesburg, and Oxford.